Could I ask those who are able to kindly stand?
The United Nations marking the International Day of Commemoration in memory of the victims of the Holocaust. Governments and those who survived the Holocaust, also known as the Shoah, are among those gathering on the 79th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi death camp Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland during World War II. It is the day chosen to reflect on one of humanity's darkest chapters, explained United Nations Secretary General António Guterres.
Every year on this day, the day of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau, we honor the memory of the victims of the Holocaust. We come together in solidarity and sorrow to pay tribute to 6 million Jewish children, women and men murdered in the Holocaust. And we grieve the Roma and Sinti. And we mourn the millions of others tortured, starved and killed by the Nazis and their collaborators. And today is more important than ever, especially in the wake of the horrific 7 October Hamas attacks that claimed the lives of more than 1,000 Israelis and others, injured many more, and resulted in the brutal seizing of hostages. Hostages that must be immediately and unconditionally released.
He expressed concerns about rising anti-Semitism. That view is shared by Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz, who on Saturday called all citizens to defend Germany's democracy and fight hatred against Jews. A report that right-wing extremists recently met to discuss the deportation of millions of immigrants, including some with German citizenship, also triggered massive protests across the country. Flags flew at half-mast in Germany to remember the 6 million Jews and others killed in the Holocaust. More than 1 million died in Auschwitz-Birkenau, including the mother of Hungarian-born American psychologist Edith Egger, who wrote a bestseller about her experiences. The now 96-year-old Egger survived Auschwitz-Birkenau in part by dancing for the sadistic Nazi doctor Josef Mengele.
He grabbed me and said, "You're going to see your mother very soon. She's just going to take a shower." When I asked God, "When will I see my mother?" the God said, "She's burning there," pointing at the chimney. And so that's how I entered Auschwitz, and it was the middle of May 1944.
She was found by an African-American soldier while hiding under a pile of dead bodies, surviving the crimes initiated by Germany's Nazi dictator Adolf Hitler.
I felt someone's hand, and I looked up, and I saw tears in his eyes. And yes, I looked up. It was a man of color. I wish I could see him now. He must be in his late 90s. And I tell you, today I have 3 children, 5 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandsons. And that's my revenge to Hitler.
For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.